AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tons of aid from regional partners has begun rolling into Colombia as crews in places like Pereira dig through the rubble left by Monday's 7.4 magnitude earthquake in a desperate search for survivors. The official death toll has risen to at least 265 people, with 500 listed as missing, though civilian-run databases say it could be more than 4,000. Meanwhile, at a meeting of the America's Counter-Cartels Coalition in Panama, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says,
Colombia has already requested that the Department of War join Colombia in its fight against narco-terrorism, authorizing joint military operations to destroy terrorists and terror networks.
Hegseth also urged Latin American countries not to recognize the International Criminal Court. Questions have been raised about the legality of U.S. military strikes against suspected drug traffickers in the region. And Jennifer King reports,
police in Minnesota say a man who stabbed his wife and 7-year-old daughter to death at Brown Bear Daycare in Hopkins is also suspected of killing a 78-year-old relative in Burnsville, Minnesota.
When children are involved, it's especially devastating.
Hopkins Police Chief Brent Johnson.
Officers located a deceased 41-year-old male with a self-inflicted gunshot wound and a deceased 41-year-old female and 7-year-old female victim with stab wounds.
Another parent who witnessed the attack while dropping off a child at the in-home facility called police.
Six other children at that time were present in the daycare, and they were all safely evacuated.
Burnsville Police Chief Matt Smith said officers were called to a home in his community about 20 miles away.
Officers found one deceased individual. We believe it is a close family relative of the suspect in Hopkins.
Records show the daycare had been licensed by the state, and Chief Johnson says there was no history of police calls to the Hopkins address. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. In Arkansas,
a Maumelle High School football player had every right to be a little rattled after finding a venomous snake inside his helmet during practice. The student felt an unusual movement inside his headgear following warm-ups last week and brought his helmet to an assistant coach for inspection. A 2-foot cottonmouth was discovered wedged in behind some padding. The pit viper was so reluctant to exit the helmet that police officers had to submerge it in water.
Because he's going to move. There he is.
To force the snake out.
Oh, he's coming.
Animal services took it to a wooded area far from the school. The head coach then reiterated to the team that players should examine their equipment carefully before using it, checking for insects or maybe something larger and more dangerous. Sound courtesy Dr. Cole Beerbaum, Maumelle Animal Services. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more stories at apnews.com, I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.